While Muslims find themselves in the international spotlight right now, Vanderbilt professor Len Goodman says it's the perfect opportunity for those within and outside of Islam to learn more about the great cultural achievements of that civilization. He says even Muslims need to study their own ancestors more.
They look at Western materials, and they look at some of the very traditional and sometimes reactionary texts from their own tradition, but they don't know the great humanistic achievements of their own civilization.
Goodman says Muslims have a choice to make about what Islam will mean for them in the future, as well as their communities.
I think that there are individual scholars in places like Egypt. I think that there are trends within Iran, for example, where if you couch the humanistic ideas in spiritual terms, as they are very appropriately couched, some of that tradition lives on.
Goodman, who's the author of the new book Islamic Humanism, says the aftermath of the ongoing war in Iraq could be an opportune time for a rediscovery of Islamic culture. But he warns there could be a backlash as well.
I think there's going to be a need for Muslims to overcome their fear and their anxiety and their tendency to project the bad onto the other and keep only the good for themselves. I think if they can overcome that, there'll be a lot of good that comes from even this kind of cultural interchange.
Goodman's book, Islamic Humanism, has been published by Oxford University Press. I'm Anne-Marie Dear Owens reporting.